The International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination commemorates the victims of the Sharpeville Massacre on March 21, 1960, in which 69 peaceful demonstrators were shot and killed by South African police under the former racist apartheid regime. 57 years later, it seems the world is becoming even more divided and people are increasingly intolerant, the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said in his address to member states on Tuesday.
People are being targeted because of their race, nationality, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation. And borders are being closed, and the international refugee protection regime is being undermined. In a time of upheaval and change, it's easy to paint vulnerable communities as the cause of problems. Migrants have become convenient scapegoats, and xenophobia widespread. Women and girls of minority communities are often targeted, and many minorities are experiencing racial profiling by authorities. Far too often, hate speech, stereotyping, and stigmatization are becoming normalized, and fringe figures have moved to center stage in many political systems.
States are required under international law to take effective actions to prevent and eliminate all forms of discrimination in all fields, he reminded the delegates. The world is far from winning the global war against racism, xenophobia, and related intolerance, the UN General Assembly President Peter Thompson noted. Refugees and migrants are too often being received these days with suspicion, fear, and intolerance, he said.
At a time when the world needs to call on its reserves of empathy and common humanity as we respond to the largest humanitarian and refugee crisis since World War II, we're instead too often witnessing hate crimes against immigrant asylum seekers, attacks against places of worship, and threats directly targeting migrants and minority groups. In such circumstances, we must reaffirm our faith in the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, more than 50 years ago after its adoption by the General Assembly.
Political leaders must role model tolerant and respectful attitudes towards migrants, Mr. Thompson said, adding that schools needed to promote cross-cultural education and foster a respect for diversity. Meanwhile, the positive role that migrants play in the economy and in society needs to be highlighted. The recently appointed Special Representative for International Migration, Louise Arbour, said, "The world is now witnessing significant widespread hostility towards migrants in many countries, even in places that have taken pride in the past in welcoming migrants," she warned.
"We hear strident voices of apprehension towards migrants arriving at their borders today. The reality is that no country can claim to be free from racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, or intolerance. When the discourse on migration policy reverts to feverish debates which demonize migrants as burdens to society or perpetuate inaccuracies, the factual and overwhelming positive contribution of migrants that they make to our societies and economies are overshadowed and risk being forgotten altogether."
The UN estimates that there are 244 million international migrants in the world today, up from 175 million in the year 2000. Ms. Arbour said the UN Global Compact for a Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, adopted last September, can help societies embrace diversity and change how the world perceives and treats migrants. She also urged support for the Together Campaign, a UN initiative that aims to change negative perceptions and attitudes towards refugees and migrants in partnership with member states, civil society, and the private sector. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.